Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James, Archer and Sissy with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a University of Sunshine Coast researcher has been given a grant of $240,000 in order to produce a biological insecticide to combat plagues of locusts without affecting the local ecology. Dr. Xiao Gong Gao has already used Blue Mountain's funnel web spiders to create pesticides for aphids and spider mites, and is now using his skills to prevent another pest. Chemical-based pesticides are limited by distance to beehives, waterways, and porous soils, though the high selectivity of venom-based solutions mean it is safer to use in the ecology. An army truck travelling from Brisbane to Townsville has crashed into an ampole along the Bruce Highway at Serena, south of Mackay. Police and firefighters were called to the petrol station at 5:15 p.m. yesterday afternoon. A spokesperson stated that no one was injured. A photo taken from the scene shows that the army truck had ploughed into the roof of the station, causing structural damage.
In national news, approximately 180,000 families are set to qualify for superannuation as part of their parental leave following a $1.1 billion budget commitment. The government highlights a persistent gap in superannuation between genders, with women typically retiring with around 25% less super than men. It is believed that this initiative is anticipated to close the superannuation gap, offering the support and care to families for retirement savings. Western Australian agricultural figures have expressed concerns about the government's live export ban hurting farmers and regional communities. Set to start in 2028, the ban on live exports are lauded by animal welfare advocates, but shearers say that it's labour losing its working class roots, citing the 1891 shearers strike as a key factor in the party's creation. The Western Australia sheep industry is worth around $1.35 billion, and internal industry data suggests that the ban would eventually lead the state to lose over $500 million.
In international news, today, the 15th of May, is Al-Nakba, meaning the catastrophe in Arabic, which marks the forced expulsion and dispossession of 700,000 Palestinians in the formation of the State of Israel. Al-Nakba takes place one day after Israel's official establishment, which occurred on the 14th of May 1948. The United Kingdom withdrew from Palestine in 1947 and immediately after Israel declared independence and the Arab-Israel War broke out. Today, all over the world, students camp in solidarity of the displacement and genocide of Palestinians. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.